The leader in this online race is Amazon.com. If you haven't heard of them, don't feel bad. 3 years ago, nobody had heard of them. They didn't exist. Their customers don't know where they exist physically, and they don't care. Amazon.com exists only in cyberspace. But with 2.5 million titles, it is nearly 15 times larger than the world's largest physical bookstore. It's open 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they recently served their 1 millionth customer in Japan, one of 160 countries in which Amazon ships books. Until recently, they had the market to themselves. Now the traditional booksellers like Barnes & Noble in the U.S. and media firms like Bertelsmann in Europe are jumping in. Can virtual companies like Amazon.com battle against and beat these entrenched brands? Stay tuned. We don't know yet. The same kind of transformation is happening in retail banking, in car sales, in music and entertainment, in insurance. And it's not just limited to the commercial world. Public sector institutions are being buffeted by the same powerful forces.